Thank you for joining me on Highway Spec today. My name is Trent. We're going to do a hot take, and this is mine. In spite of the comment section saying that I am an EV hater sent by whatever company to spread bad news about it, I don't hate EVs.
Lies! It's all lies!
And have owned an EV myself. That said, it is not a great solution for everybody, and the worst offenders are on this list. So today, I'm going to give you four of the most useless electric vehicles ever made. Starting with number four, we are going to talk about the BMW i3. Now, the BMW i3 is not a terrible vehicle. I've driven a few of them. However, they were terribly overpriced and compromised in so many ways. Like most first-time electric vehicle offerings, they went with something completely funky, out of the ordinary, trying to differentiate it. And unfortunately, it completely missed the mark. It was offered with a range-extending motor, which I think helped extend its shelf life a little bit longer, but it didn't have a very large battery pack, and it didn't have a whole lot of practicality compared to a traditional sedan. It also didn't provide the traditional BMW driving feel that draws people towards BMWs. And this is further evidenced by how much the prices have dropped. These were over $50,000 when new, and now you can pick up a really nice used one for well under $20,000. In a world where used vehicle prices, although falling, are still elevated, that is saying something. Next up, we have the first generation Nissan Leaf. Now, this is one that I have actually owned, so I can really speak to this one, and it never lived up to any range expectations. Even though it was only rated at 80 some odd miles of range from the factory, those batteries died very quickly in terms of years. They didn't have proper cooling, they didn't have proper heating, so one day I was only able to get 25 miles of range out of my Nissan Leaf. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say this was not ready for the prime time. Obviously, Nissan has made lots of changes and advancements over the years. However, the first generation Leaf took an economy car, stuffed a battery into it, wasn't executed very well, also really not very attractive. And now you have used models that the batteries degraded so much that you're only getting 20 miles under ideal conditions. Although they were at the forefront, this is gonna go down as one of the EV flops. Number two, we've got the Mitsubishi i-MiEV. And you may not have even heard of this unless you were really into electric cars at the beginning. This was actually announced in 2009, so it was at the forefront. However, it only offered up to 62 miles of range. And at the time, that wasn't awful, but it was definitely at the bottom of the class. Pair in some very funky styling with a driving experience that felt like you were driving a penalty box, and this thing did not sell well, and now you don't see many of them on the road. I honestly haven't looked up to see if there are long-term issues with them. I just don't see them anymore. So my assumption is a lot of them were mechanically totaled. All right, number one on the list. This one just does not make sense for a multitude of reasons. The chief one being that it is 2023. The Mazda MX-30. This vehicle only lasted 1 year in the United States. They are now offering a range extended version, however, it never made it to the States. This MX-30 would have been revolutionary if it was built in 2010. But being that it's 2023, only gained 100 miles of range, having the funky suicide rear doors, and not offering that much in terms of practicality, and only having 143 horsepower when a Toyota Prius now has 200 horsepower. It was slow, impractical, and did not offer much range, and it was only offered in limited markets. It is no wonder that Mazda could not get rid of these. I have seen a few of them pop up on the used market for significantly less than what they were bought for new. Not a surprise. What do you think of this list? What did I leave off? And most of all, thank you for joining me. Make sure to check out more videos like this if you liked it, and I will catch you on the next one.